Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jesse Blair Myrie.
Good afternoon to everyone on this wonderful Wednesday in 2015. Yes, indeed, it is still a new year. We're still in the month of January. And that's a blessing if you have lived to see 21 days. Well, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with you in mind and your health and well-being. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn about me, visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. But as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. All right, today's topic, is fluoride a plaque fighter or a fraud? Is fluoride a plaque fighter or a fraud? I'm sure each and every person listening to me knows what fluoride is. And so I'm going to just help shed a little bit of light on the matter today and just let you know if you didn't already know. Just hypothetically speaking, you don't know. Well, fluoride is a mineral that occurs naturally in all water sources, including oceans, lakes, and rivers. Now, your kidneys excrete only about 50% of fluoride. The rest accumulates in your teeth, bones, glands, and disturbingly calcifies in your arterial walls. Yeah, it gets a little bit darker there, doesn't it? It's also linked to cancer and a number of other illnesses and diseases. Yet experts still claim it's safe and healthy. That word comes up all the time. Oh, it's safe. Well, today we're going to find out what gland that is and what you can do to safeguard yourself against fluoride in your daily walk. And so, well, let's get right to it. This information comes to us from GreenMedInfo. And let's discover a little bit about it. Research published in 2001 showed that fluoride deposits in the pineal gland with age and is associated with enhanced gland calcification. 11 aged cadavers were dissected and their pineal glands assayed. There was a positive correlation between pineal F, which is fluoride, and pineal Ca, which is calcium, but no correlation between pineal fluoride and bone fluoride. By old age, the pineal gland has readily accumulated fluoride, and its fluoride to calcium ratio is higher than bone. Now, what is the pineal gland? Well, the pineal gland is a small endocrine gland in the vertebrate brain. And it's sometimes called the third eye, as it is a light-sensitive, centrally located organ with cellular features resembling the human retina. One article describes the role of the pineal gland in more technical terms, and I'll read it to you. The role of the non-visual photoreception is to synchronize periodic functions of living organisms to the environmental light periods in order to help survival of various species in different biotopes. Yes, I just read that. That's very technical. Well, the pineal gland is best known for its role in producing the hormone melatonin from serotonin. This is triggered by the absence of light. You know, it affects the wake-sleep patterns and seasonal circadian rhythms. That's why it's important to sleep when it's dark. You get more of a sound sleep. But like a tiny pea-sized pine cone, it is located near the center of the brain between the two hemispheres and is a unique brain structure insofar as it's not protected by the blood-brain barrier. This may also explain why it is uniquely sensitive to calcification via fluoride exposure more than endocrine gland. Well, technically, the mammalian pineal gland is neural tissue, and the cells within the pineal gland, the pineal lobe, have characteristics that resemble the photoreceptor cells in the retina. This has given rise to the opinion that it should be reclassified. In our opinion, I go back to the source of this technical literature. In our opinion, the main trend of today's literature on pineal functions, only considering the organ as a common endocrine gland, deviates from the structural and histochemical basis. The pineal gland, that's in quote. The pineal gland has been a subject of much interest since ancient times. Galen described it in the 3rd century, and the philosopher René Descartes, 1596 to 1650, that was a long time ago, identified the pineal gland as the seat of the soul. His explanation for this conclusion is quite interesting, and I'll read you what Mr. Descartes said. My view is that this gland is the principal seat of the soul and the place in which all our thoughts are formed. The reason I believe this is that I cannot find any part of the brain except this, which is not double, since we see only one thing with two eyes, and hear only one voice with two ears, and in short have never more than one thought at a time, it must necessarily be the case that the impressions which enter by the two eyes, or by the two ears, and so on, unite with each other in some part of the body before being considered by the soul. Now, it is impossible to find any such place in the whole head except this gland. Moreover, it is situated in the most suitable possible place for this purpose, in the middle of all the concavities. And it is supported and surrounded by the little branches of the carotid arteries, which bring the spirits into the brain. End quote. That's Mr. René Descartes. And so that is his view on the pineal gland, and it sits smack dab in the middle of the brain. And there's, photos online. If you look up the pineal gland, it's just right in the center, right in the middle. It's like the heart of the brain. Descartes was one of the few philosophers who was experienced in vivisection and anatomy, and who rightly pointed out the unique nature of the pineal gland's location in the brain and blood supply. The third eye is also a well-known symbol in Eastern literature and may be concretely grounded in the anatomical structure and function of the pineal gland. So, calcium stones in the brain. Let's dabble into that a little bit. Pineal gland calcifications upon dissection resemble gravel and are composed of calcite, calcium carbonate, and or calcium hydroxylapatite, the latter of which is not unlike dentin or bone. Now, pineal gland calcification is associated with a number of diseases in the medical literature. A number. I'll list 10, but I'm sure there's more. Alzheimer's disease, bipolar disease, circadian dysregulation, hormone imbalances, low melatonin, insomnia, we need our deep sleep, low back pain, Parkinson's disease, schizophrenia, sleep disorders, and stroke. This is what the pineal gland calcification is associated with. And so that's just one part. And, we're getting this because of the amount of fluoride. Now, fluoride as a quote-unquote therapeutic neurotoxin, well, now that it has been established that fluoride exposure contributes to the calcification of the pineal gland, the question remains, what are the subjective effects of these tissue changes to those who undergo them? Well, glad you asked. Prozac may represent an archetypal example of how fluoride affects the personality and or the soul. This drug, chemical name fluoxetine, is approximately 30% fluoride by weight and marketed as an antidepressant, even while a major side effect of its use and or withdrawal is suicidal depression. Folks, this is not healthy stuff. Oh, gosh, if we would just read and apply some of the things that we read and understand that not everything that glitters is gold, not everything that they tell you is okay and quote-unquote safe is safe. It really isn't. Modern psychiatry often treats depressive disorders, the dark night of the soul, as an organic disorder of the brain, targeting serotonin reuptake by any chemical means necessary. Fluoride and fluoxetine, in fact, may accomplish their intended therapeutic effects, poison in the pineal gland. Animal studies confirm that when mice have their pineal glands removed, they no longer respond to fluoxetine. Perhaps the primary reason why Prozac causes a favorable reaction in those who are treated or poisoned with it is that it disassociates that person from the psycho-spiritual conflicts that they must normally suppress in order to maintain the appearance of sanity and functionality in society. In other words, it is control and not health that is the goal of such treatments. So that treatment is in quotations. Treatment, really. That's a thing in our society. We are more prone to treat as opposed to prevent. And so if we would be more susceptible to prevent as opposed to treat, there would be much less sicknesses and diseases that we would encounter daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and for our entire lives, for that matter, specifically in the United States. It's everywhere. But there are several countries that have banned fluoride. And so are we the last of the Mohicans? I hope not. But indeed, we become more knowledgeable, and for that matter, we hope that the news spreads, and as I share with you, I hope that you share with others as well. Get rid of the fluoride in your toothpaste. Well, how do we prevent the pineal gland calcification? Eliminating exposure to fluoride is the number one priority. Priority number one, get rid of the fluoride. Fluoride in the water, get rid of it. We can start by being careful about surreptitious forms of fluoride and Teflon. Teflon is something that makes pans nonstick. We're not talking about ceramic coating or anything like that. We're talking about Teflon. It looks more like a copper type of a coating. Some of them a little bit darker than that, but Teflon foods and beverages produced with municipal water because they fluoridate the water. Tap water as well. Infant formula, got to be very careful. Read the ingredients. Also, don't mix infant formula with tap water. Fluoride-containing drugs like Prozac, toothpaste, et cetera. Even floss, if it's covered in some type of fluoride mixture, so that a treatment, I should say, so that when you pull the string in between your teeth, you're making them fluoridated. Or protecting them more from plaque or becoming less susceptible to plaque buildup. We just need to be proactive, read the labels, and so we'll know what contains fluoride from what doesn't. There are a number of studies from the U.S. National Library of Medicine on natural substances which mitigate fluoride toxicity, and there are several information on the World Wide Web that you can look up, and, they're dedicated to finding substances which prevent or reverse other forms of pathological calcification, which may have relevance for pineal gland calcification, such as ectopic calcification. So there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of research to be had on the internet, in your local library, in books that talk about the dangers. Whether they're hidden or not, I don't even know if they're hidden. I guess you can call them hidden because a lot of people don't know about them. But it's clear as it is on the packaging, just like aluminum is in some of our daily uses, cosmetics that we may use, or such as deodorant. So it is on the labels of our toothpaste and even bottled water that says contains fluoride or has been fluoridated. It's on the label. We just have to look at it and read it and understand what is best for us and what's not. Let's do our homework, guys. Let's do our research. Let's be vigilant in our health. Our health and well-being is so important. You've only got one body. So you've got to take care of it. You've got to take care of it. You're only going to have one. You can't ask for another one. And if you do get one, well, it'll be in heaven. God is going to change our bodies indeed. But while we're here on earth, we've got to take care of the one that he's given us. Because if we mistreat it here, how much more can we mistreat it anywhere else or to anyone else? Because we have to treat others the way we want to be treated. So treat your bodies as if you really care. It's that simple. Treat your body as if you really care. And I'm sure we care. We just need to be educated. We just need to be educated. And I hope that something I've said would have triggered something and said, wow, well, my pineal gland, that third eye is what they say because it sits in the center of my brain. And we see with two eyes, but only one thing. We hear with two ears, but we only hear one thing. Well, we hear several things, but we've got two ears, in other words. It's not two separate things simultaneously. But indeed, we've got to understand that our body is very precious, and we need to take care of it the best we can in using the right health proactive methods. And there are preventative measures as well. Don't wait until it's time to treat. By then, it's too late. Let's use preventative measures and alternative measures and indeed understand that we will be healthier than our last generation was, and so we can treat the next generation even better if we can teach them, and they will learn. Each generation is supposed to get smarter and smarter. That's how it goes. So we've got to be able to understand that. Well, bottom line, get rid of the fluoride. It's a calcifier of the soul. Get rid of it. Your toothpaste, read the label. Your water, read the label. It's in the municipal water as well. No label to read, but it's in there. You can actually go online to your local water company, and they will give you information as to what and how they treat the water. Understand where your water comes from. And on that note, we're going to go right into Wednesday's word. But once again, I hope I said something that will help you understand that you do not need fluoride to fight plaque. You can floss, you can brush, you can rinse, and indeed, probably doing some oil pulling. What's that, you say? Well, that's for another show. Moving on to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Billy Graham, Evangelistic Association. Use your time wisely. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. James 4, verse 14. Nothing takes God by surprise. Everything is moving according to a plan, and God wants you in that plan. The devil also has a plan for the world. God has a plan, and the devil has a plan, and you will have to decide which plan you're going to fit into. Scripture says that God allows us 70 years and some beyond, scores and 10. That's just me ad-libbing, and that specifically is what the Bible says. 3 scores and 10. A score is 20 years, and you add 10 to 3 of those, and that becomes your 70. But moving on with our Wednesday's word. The first 15 are spent in childhood and early adolescence. 20 years are spent in bed. And in the last 5, physical limitations start to curtail our activities. That gives us about 30 years in which to live as adults. We take time out for eating and for figuring our taxes, and we are down to perhaps 15 years. Wow. Now suppose we spend 7 of those years watching television. That cuts us down to 7 or 8 years. Our time is short, the time we can invest for God in creative things and reaching our fellow man for Christ is short. And that's Wednesday's word. Wow, when it's broken down that way, it's an eye-opener. Can you imagine living on the earth for 70 years and only using about 7 or 8 of them? Really just using about 7 or 8 of those years? It's amazing. You're still in elementary school, basically. We need to understand that life is short. Our time here on earth is short. We've got to invest our time wisely. And we've got to do the creative things that God has created us for because he's a creator and he created us. therefore you've got to be creating and using our time to his glory. So the prayer for the day is, each hour of every day that is left of this earthly life, I would spend serving you, Lord Jesus. Forgive the time spent so often in needless endeavor. And indeed, we all can probably testify to that. We engage in too much needless endeavor. And so if we take the time out to say, how can I be constructive today? What can I do that is valuable, makes my time more valuable? Then those are the questions we need to ask, and definitely do something to answer them correctly. So God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday. I hope and pray and trust that it will be a blessing to you. Remember, get the fluoride out, because indeed it is a fraud. Until next week, I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And God bless you on that note. Bye-bye.